In this bulletin, Britain's Supreme Court rules Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament's unlawful, the death toll in Papua rises to at least 30, and in sport, Australian swimmer Shayna Jack waits for a formal hearing over a failed drug test. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Britain's Supreme Court has ruled Prime Minister Boris Johnson's five-week suspension of Parliament unlawful. Mr. Johnson was granted permission by the Queen to prorogue Parliament from the 10th of September until the 14th of October. He's argued he needed time to organise a new legislative agenda. However, all 11 court judges unanimously ruled his intent was to limit the time Parliament has to discuss Brexit. UK Supreme Court President Lady Brenda Hale announced the judgment.
This court has already concluded that the Prime Minister's advice to Her Majesty was unlawful, void, and of no effect. This means that the order in council to which it led was also unlawful, void, and of no effect, and should be quashed. This means that when the Royal Commissioners walked into the House of Lords, it was as if they had walked in with a blank sheet of paper. The prorogation was also void and of no effect. Parliament has not been prorogued.
Mr. Johnson says while he respects the Supreme Court decision, he doesn't agree with it. He says the ruling will make it more difficult than ever for his government to pass a Brexit deal.
I don't think this was the right decision. I think that the prerogative of prorogation has been used for centuries without this kind of challenge. It's perfectly usual to have a Queen's speech. That's what we want to do. But more importantly, let's be in no doubt, there are a lot of people who want to frustrate Brexit. There are a lot of people who basically want to stop this country coming out of the EU. And we have a parliament that is unable to be prorogued, doesn't want to have an election, and I think it's time we took things forward.
United States President Donald Trump has called on other nations to join the US to pressure Iran after attacks on Saudi oil facilities. The comments came during an address to the United Nations General Assembly. Focusing on US self-interest, Mr. Trump says his nation's security was jeopardized by the threat posed by Iran and warned Tehran to stop its aggression towards Washington's allies in the Middle East. Mr. Trump is calling for stricter sanctions against the country.
No responsible government should subsidize Iran's bloodlust. As long as Iran's menacing behavior continues, sanctions will not be lifted. They will be tightened.
The death toll from violent ethnic clashes in Indonesia's Papua province has risen to at least 30. Indonesia's police chief, Tito Karnavian, says 22 of those killed in clashes on Monday were migrants from other parts of the country living in Wamena.
More than 2,000 people suddenly carried out anarchist action by throwing stones at the shops around them, especially at shops owned by immigrants from outside Papua, and finally set the office of the Waimina district regent on fire.
A teacher and three civilians were killed in a separate incident on Monday when security forces and student protesters clashed. Back home, and proposed voluntary assisted dying laws have passed Western Australia's lower house. Under the proposal, terminally ill adults living in the state who are in pain and have less than 6 months to live could take a drug or ask a doctor to give them one to end their life. People with a neurodegenerative condition who have 1 year to live are also eligible under the proposed legislation. Premier Mark McGowan has welcomed the passing and says it's an historic day for the state and a moment he will always be proud of. The bill will now go to the Legislative Council for debate before it becomes law. To sport, and sidelined Australian swimmer Shayna Jack has revealed the emotional toll her failed drug test is taking on her as she waits for a formal hearing. The 20-year-old says she's struggling with the uncertainty of her future after claiming she hasn't received a letter from the Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority outlining the case against her. The sprint champion faces a suspension of up to 4 years after testing positive to a non-steroid anabolic agent in July, which resulted in her being removed from the world titles team. Jack vowed to prove her innocence when she attended a five-hour ASADA briefing on her positive test on the 2nd of August and was later expected to receive a letter detailing the case 4 to 6 weeks later. And now look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, possible shower, 15. Hobart, shower or two clearing, 14. Canberra, morning frost, sunny, 18. Wollongong, sunny, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 20. Newcastle, much the same, 21. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, similar conditions, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.